Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When it comes to our health, a friend's recommendation for choosing a hospital counts heavily. John Huppertz, associate professor and chair of Union Graduate College's MBA Healthcare Management Program, tells us why.
These days, if you need to visit the hospital for anything other than an emergency, you can often choose where you want to go. If you're like most people, you ask friends and family for their recommendations to help you decide. The problem with this is that one really bad experience sticks out like a sore thumb, resulting in a biased view of that particular hospital. Well, now there's a website called Hospital Compare, developed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It compares patient ratings for nearly every hospital in the country. But most people still ask around. So, let's say your cousin had a bad experience at a hospital with a nurse who was kind of cranky one night. He tells everyone not to go there, even though the hospital advertises survey results showing patients give it high marks for care and service. Our research asked the question, what happens when the survey says one thing, like a hospital has high quality ratings and most people recommend it, but your cousin says just the opposite? We found that just one small negative story has a dramatic effect on people's choices. They are likely to avoid that hospital, even though a scientific survey conducted among thousands of patients says the place is great. For hospitals, this research suggests that just getting good satisfaction scores isn't enough. Every single patient is a potential storyteller who could make or break their efforts to earn patient trust and loyalty. And for the rest of us, it shows that even though your cousin's story is important, we should really look for more information out there to help make the best decision when choosing where to go for healthcare.
That was Union Graduate College's John Huppertz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Take off your shirt.